各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Michael 和李华这两个大学生，一个讲英文，一个讲中文，旁边的人听起来很奇怪，可是他们俩已经习惯了。今天李华会学到两个常用语， pig out 和 big mouth。
Hey Michael， 感恩节你过得好吗？
It was good to be with my family, but I was disappointed that you couldn't be there.
我知道，跟家人在一起总是高兴的事，谢谢你邀请我，但是我早就答应了另一个朋友，所以没法去你家，明年我一定去你家。
Okay, well, it was a great meal. We all pigged out.
啊？你们感恩节吃猪肉啊？我以为感恩节都是吃火鸡的。
Yeah, most people do have turkey. Pig out means to eat a large amount of food, not that we actually ate pig.
Oh, pig out 就是吃好多东西，不是只吃猪肉啊。
Yes, pigs eat a lot.And that's where the expression pig out comes from. I did eat like a pig on Thanksgiving.
我猜也是， pig out 肯定是因为猪吃好多东西才形成的常用语。 Michael， 我看你呀，不仅是感恩节，你平时就吃好多，上个星期你每天晚上都吃得像头猪一样呢。
I certainly did.
哦，那 pig out 这个说法只能指吃东西吗？能不能用在别的地方啊？
No, not really. But don't forget that when you use it in the past tense, pig out should be pigged out. That is P-I-G-G-E-D.
哦、oh, 那是过去时态。那要是说你到了圣诞节假日又要大吃大喝了，那应该怎么说呢？
You willPig out during the Christmas holidays.
Hey, 我是在说你，我才不会吃那么多东西呢。哎，Michael 啊，是不是每年都有这么多人来中央公园滑冰的？
Yes, it's free. My friend Josh said he would be coming to ice skate.With his girlfriend, Emily, today. Oh, by the way, Li Hua, did you tell Simon that Josh and Emily are getting married soon? I just need to...
那天啊，我是不小心告诉了 Simon 了。我知道 Josh 跟 Emily 现在还不想公开他们准备结婚的计划。不过我真的不是故意的嘛。
Oh, geez, Li Hua, you have such a big mouth.
Michael, 你生气啦。你肯定是骂我，说我是 big mouth 大嘴巴。你是说我吃很多东西吗？
No, I'm saying you talk a lot about other people's business.
哦、oh, ，你不是说我嘴巴大，而是说我多嘴，爱嚼舌头，谈论别人啊。
That makes you a big mouth.
哎，我们女孩子都喜欢谈论别人嘛。不过 ，Michael， 我从来没在书上看到过这个词，哎，是不是一般都在口语里用啊？
Yes, it is usually used in informal speech. Big mouth, B-I-G-M-O-U-T-H.
Oh, Michael, 我真不应该那么多嘴，把 Josh 跟 Emily 准备结婚的事告诉别人哦。
Well, don't worry about it. I tend to pig out, and you're a big mouth.Everyone has their faults.
Oh, 你倒是想得开哦，人人有缺点。你爱像猪那样吃，我爱谈论别人，这样就好像什么事也没了。
Just don't be a person who eats like a pig and also is a big mouth.
对，这两个缺点啊都有，那可就糟了。走吧 ，Michael， 我们该回学校去念书了。
各位听众，今天 Michael 和李华在纽约中央公园一面看许多人滑冰，一面聊天。李华从 Michael 那儿学到了两个常用语，一个是 pig out， 就是吃很多东西的意思；另一个是 big mouth， 就是多嘴的人。这次节目就到此结束，下次节目再见。